And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, in the latest episode of Woke Nonsense Goes Global, it appears the DEI cult is on a mission to colonize every corner of the Western world. From the hallowed halls of governments to the corporate boardrooms, you can't escape the proselytizing of this modern-day religion. Take Canada's largest bank, the Royal Bank of Canada, for example, who have fully embraced the LGBTQ agenda, proclaiming their commitment to driving all inclusion at all levels. Guess that means that if you're not on board with celebrating every conceivable sexual and gender identity, you might want to start polishing up your resume. But here's the kicker. Try pushing this ideology in places like India or China or the Middle East. See how far you get. Not very. It seems that the woke sexual agenda is uniquely a Western phenomenon. How's that for true diversity and inclusion? Moving on to the latest in the long line of biological absurdities, a man who identifies as a woman winning the Best Actress Award at the Cannes Film Festival. That's right, a biological male taking home a prize meant for actual females. But wait, it gets better. When a French politician had the audacity to point out the obvious that a man won an award for Best Actress, the LGBT mob came after her with pitchforks and lawsuits. Apparently, stating biological facts is now a crime punishable by up to a year in prison and a hefty fine. It's a brave new world we're living in, folks. A brave new world. In other news, a Big Lots manager in New York was fired after 20 years of loyal service for the heinous crime of following a shoplifter who assaulted one of the employees. That's right, this guy was canned for having the gall to protect his staff and report a violent criminal to the police. I guess at Big Lots, the customer's always right, even if they're assaulting your employees and stealing your merchandise. And finally, we wrap up with the never-ending quest to blame anything and everything for obesity, except personal responsibility. A new study has found the latest culprit, a loud airplane. Apparently, nurses living near airports who endured plane noises of 45 decibels or greater were 5% more likely to be obese. I guess the sound of jet engines just sends you to the kitchen. I don't know. And that's been today's Wretched News Break, and it certainly was wretched. More Wretched Radio straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.